This is Food Talk for Health, because you really are what you eat. Here is your host, Tonia King.
My guest today is gastroenterologist Liz Cruz. And Liz, today we're talking about enzymes, among other things, that will hopefully help keep us healthy. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you very much.
Let's get into it. It sounds like your work is very interesting, that you're trying to help people really pay attention to what they're putting in their bodies.
Yes, absolutely. As a gastroenterologist, you know, we were trained on all the diseases of the digestive system, and we learned how to do colonoscopy and endoscopy and how to prescribe medicine, but we didn't really get into the depth of our diet and what we actually put in our mouth. That's really, really the most important part of everything. And so our push in our practice with our patients is to really teach them and educate them on what they're putting in their mouth, what they're eating.
So where do we begin with that? How far do we go from one extreme to another as far as being a meat eater, being a vegetarian, being gluten-free? There are so many different things now that we seem to hear about, that people are into different diets. Like, what really works and what will really help for the most optimum result?
Yeah, that's a great question. There's so many different bad diets out there, and it does get really overwhelming and confusing. And we're not specifically promoting or endorsing any specific diet per se, because our goal is to try to impress on our patients and our clients that it's more of a lifestyle. It's more of, you know, what you're doing on a day-to-day, and not just, let's get on this specific diet and do this for 6 months and hopefully we'll feel better and then we can go back to the old way. I mean, our goal is to try to teach and educate our patients on making lifestyle changes that they'll continue to eating.
Tell me about enzymes. I know you were talking about an enzyme gap.
Yes. So I'm glad you asked. One of the things that we've realized through the years of learning all this and teaching our patients is that you could be eating a very healthy, very nutritious diet and just doing everything right, but you may not be getting the nutrients of that good food that you're eating if you don't have enough enzymes. Okay, so we all make digestive enzymes, but the reality is that as we get older, the production goes down, so we're not making as much digestive enzyme as we need. Also, the digestive enzymes that get made in our bodies, in our stomach, in the pancreas, in the small intestine, you know, is affected also by other things, you know, stress, other medicines we may be taking, other diseases that we may have. There's a lot of things that can affect the production of the enzymes. And so what happens then is that basically you have a lack of enough enzymes. You have a deficit, and that's what we call the enzyme gap. The enzyme gap is basically having a lack of enzymes, okay? And with this lack of enzymes, you're not able to digest your food properly. When the food doesn't get digested, you don't get the proper nutrients from that food that you ate. We have some patients that come in and tell us, but I eat healthy, I eat salads, I eat salmon, and I just try to eat really healthy, but I still don't feel right, or I still don't have energy. And, you know, and part of the reason for that is probably because they could be eating like the most amazing, nutritious, healthy diet, but if they don't have enough enzymes to break it down, they're not going to be able to absorb the nutrients from it. When you eat, your body doesn't just use the chunks of food. I mean, that food has to be broken down so that the nutrients can be absorbed through the digestive tract, and so that you can actually benefit from it.
We're talking with gastroenterologist Liz Cruz. But Liz, how does the average person have any idea what correct foods to eat as far as producing the correct enzymes in our body?
Well, that's the thing. Most people don't have any idea, because like even me as a gastroenterologist really didn't really understand this until I started studying.
Right.
And learning about it. So most people don't know, okay? So that's what we're doing. We're trying to educate our patients to eat properly, but you also need digestive enzymes to help you break down your food so that you can get the nutrient. Enzymes are proteins that help you break down. Our body uses all sorts of enzymes,
mm-hmm.
okay? But when I'm talking about digestive enzymes, I'm actually talking about these special proteins that our body makes. But as we get older, we don't make the same amount that we used to when we were younger. But they're proteins help to break down the food.
I see.
It helps to digest your food. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Do you have a website that we could find out more about what you're doing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's www.drlizcruz.com. DrLizCruz.com.
That's great. We're talking with gastroenterologist Liz Cruz. Thanks so much, Liz, for taking some time to educate us about digestion and enzymes and a healthy diet. I appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm Tonia King, and you're listening to Food Talk for Health on Radio Daddy-O.